thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. There's a new exhibit at the historic Odessa Foundation. It's called Time Elemental, an exploration of the visual expression of Thomas Delport. It features more than 38 works by Delport, a Delaware artist living in Wilmington. Delport studied under Wilmington master painter Edward Loper, and his work reflects that influence. In this week's Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele speaks with Brian Miller, the Historic Odessa Foundation's assistant curator, about the artist and the exhibition.
Talk to me about Time Elemental, an exploration of the visual expression of Thomas Delport. What's it all about?
Oh, yes. At our visitor center at the Historic Odessa Foundation, we have paintings in three categories. Subject matters include the figure, landscape, and still life. So this artist is, sort of an expert on three categories, and he was a former student of the great Wilmington African-American artist Edward Loper Sr., and he studied with him towards the end of his life there, and he learned all about the Loper method and the Loper School of Art, painting color next to color and painting, just sort of an abstract look at things, and they just look wonderful in our gallery space in Odessa.
Now, I want to step aside for a second, but coming up in November, I believe it is, you will be giving a talk about Edward L. Loper Sr., but let's stick with the new exhibit, Time Elemental, which is presenting more than 38 weeks by Delaware artist Thomas Delport. Give me some more background about the artist.
Sure. As I mentioned, he studied with Edward Loper, and he came into painting later in life. He had a career, I'm not sure what he was in before, but anyways, I had seen his work at the Biggs Museum of American Art because he won a fellowship through the Delaware Division of the Arts, a state agency that supports the arts in Delaware, obviously, and I was taken by his work, and I wasn't familiar with him, so I reached out to him, and then we got together and organized an exhibit. And, again, it just looks really amazing to see his work, just lush color, very thick paint. He has inspiration from, say, Van Gogh to Renoir and, Impressionism. We try to get a variety of types of work at our museum, to get different audiences involved in the state and, in our area to, just to see a variety of works.
So Thomas Delport's collection is going to be on display at the Historic Odessa Foundation through December 30th. What can people expect when they walk through the doors?
Right. When they come in, they'll see a sign of the exhibit, and each work obviously is labeled. And interesting, all of the works of art are for sale. The museum does not get involved in the sale of the works. We're mainly an exhibit. We're a nonprofit museum. But if you're interested in purchasing any of the works that you love at the museum, you just contact the artist, and then he can, make arrangements for that. But all of the works will stay, as you said, till the end of December, December 30th. That's kind of the end of our season. And then we open back up in March. So we're closed for 2 months, January and February. But anyways, when you come into the gallery, you just notice all of the color. And again, over 38 works. It just really fills the space nicely. And against the warm color walls that we have, a lot of people remark that, or a lot of visitors remark that how, the artwork just really stands out. And we have really good lighting as well.
That's always great. That's always important. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about Thomas Delporte and the fact that he's been a student of several Delaware masters. He has studied at the famed Barnes Foundation while it was still in Marion, Pennsylvania. His passion for learning about art is an ongoing endeavor. And I understand that he teaches his love for art and painting to private students and groups.
Yeah, I'm not real familiar with all of that. He has taught classes at the Delaware College of Art and Design, and I think maybe at his own studio he has private lessons, a very similar thing to what Mr. Loper did.
All right, that's great. Now, going back to Mr. Loper, on Thursday, November 15th, you will be giving a talk on Edward L. Loper Sr. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. I had the great privilege of meeting Mr. Loper in the late 1990s, and I was doing a master's degree, and I had the great opportunity to interview Mr. Loper, visit his studio, visit him a few times, and then also interview seven of his students. So then 700 and some pages later for a master's thesis, it explains all about Mr. Loper as an artist and Mr. Loper as an art educator, which the degree was in art education. So I really wanted to bring that out. You know, how did he teach? Who did he teach? Where did he teach? What were his methods? So it's all very well documented. And at would have been Mr. Loper's 100th birthday 2 years ago in 2016. The University of Delaware had an exhibit of his work, and I got to give sort of the keynote presentation related to Loper and his teaching at the university galleries.
And how can people get tickets for that?
They just simply call the museum and make a reservation. It's free for members, and I think it's only $5 for non-members, but obviously it's open to the public.
And again, that'll be for people who want to attend. That'll be on Thursday, November 15th, starting at 6 p.m. Do this for me, Brian. Tell people what the Historic Odessa Foundation is all about for people who are not familiar.
Sure. The Historic Odessa Foundation is an enclave of great 18th century homes and buildings that you can tour Tuesday through Sunday. Normal museum hours are simply 10 o'clock till 4:30, and then Sundays 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock to 4:30. But anyways, great 18th century homes. One, a National Historic Landmark, the Corbett Sharp House, and then the others all listed on the National Historic Register, as well as the whole town listed on the National Historic Register. So furnished in great antiques and original furnishings that the original owners, had purchased for their homes. And, just a really great little village, little town in Delaware.
That's great. Is there a website that people can check out?
Oh, sure. The greatest place to find information related to Historic Odessa Foundation is the website, which is simply, www.historicodessa.org.
All right, we're talking to Brian Miller. He is the assistant curator for the Historic Odessa Foundation. Brian, before I let you go, anything else that we left out about time elemental and exploration of the visual expression of Thomas Delporte?
I don't think we've left anything out. It's a great exhibit, and we hope that the public comes out to see it. It's there till the end of December, so there's plenty of time to see the exhibit.
Thanks to Historic Odessa Foundation Assistant Curator Brian Miller and R. Kelly Steele for joining us on this week's Arts Playlist. You can learn more about Time Elemental, an exploration of the visual expression of Thomas Delporte, at historicodessa.org. And that's all we have time for on this week's edition of The Green. The stories and interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head over to The Green's page on our website. And remember, you can also check out The Green via podcast at our website, on iTunes, and on the NPR One app. We'd also like to hear from you. Give us your feedback and story ideas on our Facebook page, on Twitter at TheGreenDE, or by emailing us at thegreen@delawarepublic.org. Thanks to all those who helped make today's show possible, political analysts Tom Kovac and Daryl Scott, Delaware Public Media's Sarah Mueller and Kelly Steele. For all of them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Byrne saying thanks for joining us this week, and we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delaware explores its common ground.